Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 97. We lived after the manner of happiness. Hello there, my beautiful friends. Once again, I am so thrilled that you are joining me today. Whether you are brand new to the Mixed Faith Relationship Podcast, or if you've been with me since the beginning, I am so glad you're here. I love it when you share your aha moments with me and how the podcast is helping you. I love it because these tools are helping me so much, and it's so rewarding to hear that they are helping you as well. Also, thank you so much for sharing the podcast and for telling your friends and your family about me. Seriously, it means the world to me. So while we're at it, can I get you to do me a huge favor? Would you be willing to leave me a review on iTunes? I would so appreciate it, because when you leave a review, it helps other people to find the Mixed Faith Relationship Podcast, and that would be so awesome. So thank you in advance. Okay, so let's dive into our topic. So years ago, when my husband left the church, it felt like life had kicked me in the pants. I was feeling sad, disappointed, worried, overwhelmed, angry, and scared, just to name a few of the emotions I was feeling. One of my dear, dear friends, Lulu, she invited me to the BYU Women's Conference. And while we were there, one of the speakers shared a scripture that I had never noticed before. You know the kind of scripture that feels like it just magically appeared when you needed it the most? That kind of scripture. Well, that is what 2 Nephi 5:27 was for me. And it simply states, "And it came to pass that we lived after the manner of happiness." This powerful verse touched my heart deeply. In fact, I have it hanging on the wall in my office. I love it. And over the years, I have adopted it as my very favorite scripture. And I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out exactly what it means to live after the manner of happiness. So, for a little background, the scripture comes up during a not so happy time in the Book of Mormon. So Nephi, who's sharing this experience, his father Lehi had just died, and Nephi has just been warned that it's time to flee because his brothers are seriously going to kill him. So Nephi separates from his brothers and he departs into the wilderness. So how could anyone be happy under such circumstances? Well, basically, they start over, which was a ton of work. And as they did the work, they prospered exceedingly, even though things were far from perfect. And this is where it states that they lived after the manner of happiness. So there are a couple of key things that I have noticed that Nephi did that I'm pretty sure helped him to live after the manner of happiness. And today I want to share five of them with you. So number one, Nephi knew that life was 50-50. The very first thing Nephi shares with us in 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1, is that he is highly favored of the Lord and he has seen many afflictions in his day. So part of the time, life is amazing. And part of the time, life is really hard. The scriptures also teach us that there is opposition in all things, which goes perfectly with this concept. And as you've heard me share many times on the podcast before, life is full of ups and downs. If we were to look at a pie chart of our lives, about half of our experiences will be amazing and beautiful. And the other half are going to be really hard. And it's not an exact equation, but I'm going to go with it's 50-50. I love the term brutiful. Life is brutal and beautiful at the very same time. So when we can let go of the idea that we should be happy 24/7 It actually makes things better and easier on us. When we don't have to be so negative about the negative, it allows more positivity in our lives. What a great way to live after the manner of happiness. The second thing that Nephi did, he was really good at practicing gratitude. I always like to say that gratitude is magical. It helps us to direct our brains to abundance instead of the scarcity our brains naturally like to focus on. When we're looking for the blessings in our lives, we will find them, I promise. Some of my very favorite ways to practice gratitude are the following. The first thing, I like to keep a gratitude journal. That could be in an actual journal or just the notes app on your phone, but write down the things that you're grateful for. A second idea is to go on a gratitude walk or drive and just think of all the things that you're grateful for, maybe the things that you see while you're out and about. Another thing that I think can be super helpful, this, and you might think I'm a little weird, and maybe I am, but I find it very helpful. When I'm doing laundry, every time I pick up a sock or a t-shirt or a different article of clothing from my family members, I like to think of one thing that I love about them or that I'm thankful for. That can make the laundry go by a lot quicker, and it's a fun way to practice gratitude. Another thing that you can do is to say a prayer of gratitude where you don't ask for anything. You just simply tell your Heavenly Father all the things that you're grateful for. And another thing is just saying thank you as many times as possible throughout your day. Look for all the ways you can thank other people, someone that holds the door for you. If someone lets you into traffic, give them a little wave. Do everything you can to thank other people. It feels amazing. And while you're at it, don't forget to thank yourself. Validate yourself. Thank yourself for the hard work that you're doing throughout the day, because I promise you're doing lots of amazing and beautiful things. I'm telling you, friends, gratitude is magical, and it will certainly help us to live after the manner of happiness. Okay, number three, Nephi took responsibility for his actions. Remember when he broke his bow? Well, he didn't blame anyone else. He owned it. Then he moved on and he focused on a solution. He made a new bow and then he got busy using it. When we blame other people, it tends to keep us stuck. Blame actually is very disempowering and it will not lead us to happiness. Number four, Nephi watched the story he was telling about his circumstance. And it's fascinating from his perspective, the women were strong and they were rocking it. From his brother's perspective, they felt like it would have been better off if they had all died. So they're in the very same situation, but they're both telling a very different story about it. The story that you tell about your situation makes a huge difference in the way that your life feels. The way you think your life is the way your life is. And I want you to think about that. So pay attention to the story you're telling about your circumstance, the story you tell yourself, and the story you tell other people, because it will definitely affect whether or not you're living after the manner of happiness. Okay, and lastly, Nephi did the next best things. There were times he didn't know what to do. He just took the next best step. He was confident and he had faith that he would be guided. He trusted himself and he trusted God. So just taking a small step can help us to live after the manner of happiness. Okay, my friends, to wrap things up, let's review five of the things that can help us to live after the manner of happiness. Number one, remember life is 50-50. It's beautiful. Number two, practice gratitude. Number three, take responsibility and don't blame other people. Number four, pay attention to the story you tell about your situation, the plot, and the characters within it. And number five, just take the next right step. Okay, my friends, all of these things can help us to live after the manner of happiness. I also want to point out, if you are interested in learning more about how you can navigate your mixed faith relationships, then make sure that we are connected on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me at Chris Rich Coaching. And I also want to ask, are you subscribed to my weekly Mixed Faith Friday emails? If you're not, make sure to click on the link in the show notes to get some great little nuggets in your inbox every week. I totally look forward to connecting with you. Okay, my friends, I am hoping that some of these things can help you to live after the manner of happiness. And that is everything I have for you today. Make a great week. Mwah. You don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on Work With Me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend.